everyone. This is just another update about me, I think. Yeah, that's the best way to call it. Today is September 6th, 2021. Exactly 1 month ago, the 5th, I did a sort of audio thing where I just talked about my feelings a bit. And actually, I really want to do that monthly. Because, I think that was a fun thing to do. Obviously, this is not super interesting or, need content you actually support me for. But, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun if you guys know what's going on with me as well. If you're gonna support me in this way, you, deserve to know what's going on with me and stuff. So yeah, I think I'm gonna do this monthly. I'm not sure though. I'll call this the Coda updates or something. But yeah, today is September 6th. I'm kind of stressed out because I have an exam in 2 days for film school. So I have to study a bit, but I don't care that much. I like studying, I think. I don't know, I don't mind it that much. What I want to talk about is this month and some changes that are coming. Don't worry, they're not any changes for the worse or something. They're only better things to come, I think. First of all, a lot of people have been subscribing to me over the last month. I did the update exactly 1 month ago and I had on my YouTube channel 98 or 97 thousand subscribers. And now I almost have 110,000 subscribers. So 10,000 new people joined since I last did these kind of update thingies. And that was it feels like a week ago or something, but it's actually been a month. So crazy. But yeah, a lot of people have been subscribing. A lot of people have been supporting me on Patreon and all those things. God. Actually, it's really funny because in 2 months exactly, it will be 1 year of my first ever upload. I think as a sort of celebration, I'm gonna do a remake of my first uploaded audio on YouTube or something. Yeah, my first ever audio. It was I think I removed it from YouTube because I wasn't really happy with it anymore since I had a lot to learn in terms of my English and stuff. But it's still I didn't delete it. I still have it. It's privated. So maybe I eventually can share it again. I really want to do a remake. It's about a kitsune. A fox spirit kind of thingy. And it was a wholesome little cute audio. And it didn't get that many views, but it was my first audio. And I remember my first comment being this is cool. Should make more of these kind of things. And then I started. And I remember that being so damn exciting. I was just refreshing my YouTube channel every hour, to see if I had a new subscriber. And I did, every hour, a new person would join in, and I felt so happy, because, I don't know. I never expected anyone to watch me, especially since, you know, I'm not English natively, like an English speaker. So I was just like a shot in the dark. But maybe I should tell a story about how I actually started. I don't know. So like the actual, like I can say like I got inspired by people. That definitely happened. But the actual story, it's really weird. Like, I think, yeah, I was about to buy a game. I don't know. My apologies. I don't know exactly which game it was, like for my PS4, but I was like debating, or I could buy a game that cost like 50 euros, which is about like $60, or I could buy a microphone and giving like voice acting and making my own roleplays a chance. And like, I don't know if you know, but like on PS4, there's like a basket, you can add some products to it. And I completely went with the game. But then something happened. Like, my purchase of that game got declined for some reason. And I don't know, I just had like $50 to spare. Cause like birthday gift, like still money from like my birthday. But like something happened, like my thingy got declined and I couldn't buy the game. And I kind of said like, oh well, then I'm gonna buy a microphone. And God bless that moment from happening. Like, I swear to God, I was so freaking close to buying that game. And what would that have been? Yeah, it was a fun game, but like, it's crazy how these little, like, they're so freaking small, these moments in your life. That can make such a humongous difference. It's so weird. But yeah, I went with buying that microphone. And now, almost a year later, here we are, 110,000 people listening to me and over 1,000 people actively supporting me and watching my NSFW content and like being a little step closer to me. It's absolutely crazy. I don't really know who I have to thank for that. I don't really believe in anything superstitious or like something like that. Well, like, I don't want to talk about religion, but like, I believe in some things. But like, this is really crazy that that happened. Like, what are the odds of like just me having a bug in my internet while purchasing a game? So I make another choice and buy a microphone. Like, that little like spark in my internet cable, I don't know what it was, but like that little thing, that like that little small minuscule thing, like, is the whole reason for this happening. And it's so crazy. But yeah, it happened. I made the most out of it. I kept growing and growing and putting my efforts into this channel and into this thing. And I have received so much love over the months. And I can't thank you guys enough. Actually, the whole reason why I met my boyfriend, who I've been together with for almost 4 months now, like, my channel's the whole reason, because we did like a collab kind of thingy together. Like, that's how we met. And we realized like we're both from Belgium. And I was kind of going through a breakup. And he was as well. So we kind of found each other at the right moment. And I love him a lot. I mean, so many good things have been happening because of my channel. I do have to say, it has brought me a lot of stress. It has brought me a lot of... No, I don't want to say anything bad about it. I have had to deal with some stuff, like, because of it and putting priorities, and like, my exams went a little less good than they could have been because of my channel, but it doesn't really matter. I don't know, I'm just so blessed. Damn. Yeah. And, I don't know if you guys saw the little message I sent you guys of about, like, me making some investments with the Patreon money I got. I'm so hella excited. I bought, like, a new interface, like an audio interface to add more bass and crispness to my audios. And I got, like, two really, really expensive and good microphones. Like, they're the real deal. They're really, really, like... They're really good. And I don't know if... I've heard about, like, VAs. Like, the VAs I know, they have microphones as well that they bought, like, of the same brand. It's, like, Sennheiser. And they're really good for voiceover acting and stuff, and voice acting and stuff like that. But, like, you have the Sennheiser 40-something. And that's the thing most people go by. But I got, like, a more expensive one. And that one, I've have a really, really good ear for crispness and bass and what would suit my voice best. And I can tell you that with those microphones, I'm gonna sound so damn good. Because they really, like, I've listened to them before. Like, they sound my voice profile so good. I have, like, a very light raspiness to my voice most of the time. And that microphone is gonna suit that so well. And I was so confident in that microphone, I actually bought two. I'm a bit crazy, I know. But it's all because of you guys. But I bought two. So, like, I'm gonna place them, like, one on the left, one on the right. And you're gonna have, like, that in-ear kind of thing. Like, I can do that with my Blue Yeti. Like, I can move closer to, like, your left ear. And I can move closer to your right ear. But, like, with those other microphones, it's gonna be such a difference. It's gonna be so damn intense and tingly and crisp and everything. I have, like, such a good confidence in it. And I don't know if any VA has ever gotten the opportunity to do binaural quality like that. Like, you have those, like, ear thingies that normal ASMR people use, but, like, the VA community kinda, like, some of the best VAs out there and some of the most well-known and, like, you know, biggest and in terms of Patreon as well. Like, I won't name names because I don't know if they are comfortable with me naming them, but, like, I know they have, like, certain microphones and, like, that's nothing compared, like, to the setup I'm gonna have. And it's just, I really am not a boasty person, and I don't want to, like, come across as, like, I'm gonna be superior or something. Not at all. Because in the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But my audio quality is gonna be so damn good, and I'm super, super excited for it. I'm just waiting for my delivery. It should arrive in 2 days. And, like, I'm gonna immediately record with it. I swear to God. I'm really excited, I'm sorry. I'm gonna sound so good. But yeah. Apart from that, I got, like, a Chinese flute. A bamboo flute. Like, a very traditional instrument. And a violin. A new electric violin. And a double bass. And Oh, and a new ukulele. I don't know if you guys know my like very old intro. I had like one intro back in the day with the ukulele and me singing. I might do that one again, but with like very professional ukulele, because I love playing that. And I don't know, these instruments, I'm gonna record them and stuff, and I'm gonna add them to the background music I make for my audios. Like, I can already tell, like, I'm so sure that I'll just go all out on everything from now on. I'll just, my audios are gonna be so good. Well, I don't know, like, I don't know if you'll like them, but in terms of like quality and stuff, they're gonna be so damn good. Like, my voice is gonna sound really good. Like, I'm gonna have like proper background music, like real music, not only my keyboard but like and other instruments and stuff. You can probably tell, but I'm really excited about the future. And it is all of it is because of you. Yeah. I'm really damn fortunate to have you guys and your support, and I just want to give back, like, all I have. Because, like, you guys, I've already said it, and it's really corny, and I kind of cringe when I say it, but you guys make my dreams come true. Like, really. Not only in terms of, like, audios, but, like, music in general is a big passion, and I love learning how to play new instruments, but instruments cost a lot of money. Like, with your support, I'm able to, like, buy instruments and use them for my audios, and it's so freaking exciting. It's really, really exciting. And I'm just really thankful for everything. I've had my ups and downs, with, like, making audios and, you know, feeling good about myself and feeling like I am enough. And in terms of, I'm like one of the big ones now. Like, not obviously, like, not the like, you know, which kind of VAs I mean, but like, I'm like pretty like a big deal now within the community, and it adds a lot of pressure to like do good and be enough. But in general, I feel good. I feel really confident. In a very good and healthy way. I don't feel cocky, and I don't think I ever will. Like, it doesn't matter if I would have, like, that would never happen, of course, but, like, if I had, like, a million subscribers or something, I would just feel exactly the same. Because, right now, I feel exactly the same since I had, like, 400 subscribers or something. Like, I do it with the exact same passion, and that passion will never die. I promise. There might be a point in my life where I realize, like, enough is enough. Let's just move on from doing audios and, like, trying something new. But, like, that's not gonna happen anytime soon. Because I love you guys. I love making these. I really love it. Yeah. I think that's it. I'm really excited. Oh yeah, by the way, this month's gonna be really kinky. It's kind of like a stupid thing to drop, but like, yeah, it's gonna be. I have a lineup of like audios I wanna do, and it's gonna be really worth it this month. It's gonna be really exciting. But yeah, I love you guys. You guys are loved by me. Know that I care about every one of you. Like, I don't see you as my audience. I see you as individuals that support me. I really do. If you ever have a question, if you ever have something that you want to get out of your mind or just want to share, I'm always available. Like, I'm sure you'll find the right medium to reach me. You can do it on Patreon, on Twitter, on, like, even in the comments on YouTube, on Instagram, you can reach out to me and share your thoughts and stuff, you know? I'm a person. I'm not like a big YouTube guy that you don't have to like, that you have to be afraid of. Like, no, I am a person. I love you guys and I wish all of you the best. Because I genuinely like I know these VAs sometimes do like, well, like, oh, I have everything to thank to you guys and like I love you guys so much, but like I'm really serious, like very personal. Like if either one of you ever wants to reach out to me, you really can. And you have to know that you can. It doesn't matter about what it is. I will listen to you. I can't guarantee that I'll always like reply immediately because I'm really busy, but I will read what you have to say. I always do. It's not because I don't reply immediately or it feels like it has gone over my head that I didn't read it. Because I really do. And I really care about you guys on a personal level. And I'm kind of proud of that. For still being present. I love you guys a lot. Good night. Oh, and by the way, the next time you'll hear me, I'm gonna sound so damn good. Next audio is gonna drop on Wednesday or something. With my new microphones. I'm so excited. But yeah, good night. Have a nice sleep. And I love you cuties. All of you. Bye-bye.